Passegem pel carrer en el que viuen totes les cançons dels Beatles. Penny Lane, un repàs exhaustiu a la discografia i a la història del grup de Liverpool. Penny Lane, dirigit i presentat per Ton Torner.
Amics de Penny Lane, benvinguts al programa número 32. Continuem on vam deixar-ho el dia passat, o sigui, continuem escoltant el Let It Be Naked, que no és res més que el Let It Be editat el 27 de novembre del 2003 sobre la base de l'antic, però traient totes les orquestacions i coros que havia afegit en Phil Spector, que era el que es va haver de fer càrrec de tota la ingent quantitat de material que hi havia de les sessions de Twickenham Studios i Apple Records i el concert del Terrat. Ens vam quedar amb el Tua Fas sense poder-nos acomiadar per un tema de que el temps se'ns va tirar a sobre, i continuem amb aquest Let It Be Naked amb un ordre, com veieu i com veureu, diferent de l'ordre que estava en el Let It Be original. Escoltem I've Got a Feeling, un excel·lent tema del Paul, per mi un dels temes bons del Paul. Al mig hi ha un pont que és del John, i aquí sí que és diferent del Let It Be original, perquè aquí de les dues versions del Terrat se'n va fer una. Val? Escoltem aquest grandíssim tema del Paul McCartney, I've Got a Feeling. Van suprimir el que eren els diàlegs entre temes. Ara aquí en el disc original, aquí en Raonava, n'hi havia un redoble. Ara escoltarem la cançó que també en el disc original ve després d'aquesta i continuem a dalt al terrat. Sentirem One After 909, que és un després del 909, parla d'un tren. És una versió, jo crec que és la mateixa de l'Aribi original. Sí que observem també aquí la manera que s'ha netejat instrument per instrument i s'ha editat amb una potència bàrbara. Aquí estan tocant rock and roll i sentirem aquest One After 909, que és un tema original del 63 que ja havien gravat i que nosaltres havíem sentit també amb una anthology, amb una versió més beat, més antiga, per entendre'ns. I enganxarem amb un altre tema que aquest el posen en el disc, aquest el Naked, però que no surt en el Very Be de l'any 70, que és el Don't Let Me Down, del John, un tema collonut. Aquest tema va ser la cara B del single Get Back, que també està en aquest disc i que va sortir abans de l'edició de Let It Be. També s'ha fet una mica de les dues versions que es van interpretar al Terrat, s'ha fet una versió nova, en la qual jo hi destacaria que normalment en el Don't Let Me Down que nosaltres sabíem hi havia dos veus, el del Paul i el John. En canvi, aquí veiem que també hi ha la veu que fa el George baixa, que es havia eliminat de la mescla d'estudi que es va fer pel single. També, per recordar-vos, que sembla que us ho vaig comentar el dia passat, el Billy Preston, que és el que està en el piano elèctric i amb l'orgue, aquí se li dona més protagonisme. Escoltem aquests dos excel·lents temes de rock del John, One After 909 i Don't Let Me Down.
Back, run right home, then I head like she does. Ooh, she does. Yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she does, ooh, she does. Yes, she does. First time, don't you know it's gonna last? It's a love that lasts forever. It's a love that has no past. Don't let me down. She really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good. I guess nobody ever really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good.
Bueno, molt bé, aquest Don Vidal del John, que ho hagin pogut posar en aquest disc, que és fantàstic, perquè és un tema amb un gran sentiment, com crec bastant tot aquest Let It Be, fora que ja estem en l'època de plegar veles dels Beatles. Precisament parlant de plegar veles, ara ens vindrà un tema del Harrison, que aquí també és un tema que hi ha molta sobreproducció en el disc original del 70, i aquí també ens el despullen. I us comento això d'estaves de cavalles, perquè ha fet aquest tema per incloure-ho en el Let It Be original. És l'última vegada que es va gravar als estudis d'Abbey Road un tema dels Beatles. Va ser el 8 de gener. Van entrar a l'estudi el Ringo, el George i en Paul per acabar el tema aquest. El John estava de vacances a Dinamarca. No hi ha l'orquestra, no hi ha les veus femenines, i és un altre exemple de la manera que van netejar el disc. Escoltem aquest tema del George Harrison, que es diu I, Me, Mine, nom per cert també d'un llibre recopilatori autobiogràfic que també va publicar ell.
To the day I'm in mine.
aquest tema despullat també és maquíssim. A més, el que et fa una mica la secció de vent en el que seria en el Very Be original, aquí veus que és el dibuix que et fan les guitarres acústiques, per exemple. O sigui, no trobes a faltar cap harmonització. I, en canvi, el tema sona molt fresc i sona, a part de maco, senzill i gravat pels tres Beatles que us he dit. Ara escoltarem també un tema despullat de tota la seva producció del Phil Spector, que no és altre que la Cross the Universe de Lennon. Tema que de fet es va gravar l'any 68 i va anar amb un recopilatori de diversos artistes britànics per un tema benèfic, es deia No One Changed the World. Es va editar, diguéssim, amb discografia oficial d'ells, fins a Let It Be, però amb totes les sobreproduccions. Hi ha una versió original, també aquesta que va anar pel disc benèfic aquest, que hi ha les veus de la Yoko, la Patti i la Maureen. Ara sentirem la versió ben bé amb el Lennon amb la guitarra cantant sol, hi ha uns petits efectes com de reverb, hi ha també, sentireu una mica això, no? Que és un tema tocat que podria ser un unplugged del Lennon tot sol, Across the Universe.
Like endless rain into a paper cup, they slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Wind inside a letterbox, they tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jack-a-roo-dave, oh, nothing's gonna change my world, nothing's gonna change my world.
Una versió còsmica d'aquest Across the Universe de Lennon. aquest CD, bueno, de fet, a veure, aquesta reedició, hi ha dos CDs. El primer és el disc en si, el segon ja en parlarem ara. El que seria aquesta reedició de Let It Be Naked acaba amb el tema de Let It Be. La situació és el que ens podem ja imaginar, que és el que veiem a les gravacions de Savile Row, a Apple Records, que veiem el Lennon amb la Yoko sota el piano del Paul, que està tocant piano de cua, i el John toca el baix de sis cordes, el Ringo la bateria, en George guitarra elèctrica, que bé, és dit diverses versions, inclús en els antologis d'aquest Let It Be. Aquí tenim una versió pràcticament, la base és la mateixa que sentíem en el disc original. No hi ha aquests redobles de bateria del final com una bateria doblada que hi ha. El so de guitarra és diferent i el so és molt net. Tanquem Let It Be Naked amb el Let It Be del Paul McCartney.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
Matchbox, Què hi tenim aquesta setmana dins la caixa de cerilles?
Bueno, aquesta setmana, en la caixa de cerilles, podríem fer un exercici de memòria, de la mateixa manera que dèiem que en aquest Buried Beneath s'hi havia afegit el Don't Let Me Down. Van treure dos temes curts que hi havien, un abans de la cançó Buried Beneath i l'altre després de la cançó Buried Beneath. Un era el Dig It, que era com una improvisació que s'estava fent mentre estaven en els estudis gravant, i l'altre era Maggie May, que és una versió d'una adaptació d'un d'aquests tradicional de Liverpool que ells feien servir de vegades per escalfar la veu abans de cantar en les actuacions. M'he descuidat, per cert, quan hem presentat aquest últim Buried Beneath, o el tema Buried Beneath, vull dir del Naked, del disc despullat, a la labor també de Billy Preston, que no seria de justícia. Escoltem aquests dos talls. Veureu que quan acaba un, el primer, ja se senten els acords del Buried Beneath, el passaré, però allò és que ja va molt enganxat, en el disc original del 70. Aquests dos temes, com us dic, van quedar fora de circulació en aquest Buried Beneath. Feien aquesta intro Buried Beneath i ara escoltem el tema següent, aquest que us deia, el curt, aquest petit Maggie May. Bueno, així s'acabava aquella cara del vinil original de Let It Be. Bueno, continuem. Us passaré ara, veureu aquí que en l'edició d'aquest Naked ens posen un segon disc on hi han diàlegs, hi han proves i coses que estan fent a l'estudi. De fet, són... el diàleg són curts i hi han tota una sèrie de temes que els insinuen en aquest disc, no? Vull dir que queden molt així, una mica d'aquella manera, vull dir, esbossats, a veure si els coneixereu, com una mica com... Sí, els, veu, per exemple, ara sona el de Nobby Down, però ara això sona segons. De totes maneres, feu una mica aquest petit esforç, aquests 7 minuts, eh? Gràcies.
Happy New Year.
Hello, Hare Krishna.
And then a roll.
It's a sound roll.
Down.
he's really making a film now. See, but what he was saying yesterday, it's good. Because he was saying, it's like Picasso paints, where you start from nothing, because we started from nothing. Yeah. And it'll end up as a TV show. But they'll have all this sort of...
It's here.
Should
we go?
I think that. Yeah.
No, I've got a belt.
It's just from the first ones.
Really, that's out of the past, that.
It's great, that. It's good.
I always meant to just change the words a bit and do something.
It's not. But it's no, it's so great. One of the nine on.
I never sort of knew what it was about before.
No, I didn't. I mean, so she's on a train.
Yes.
And he sort of...
He goes to the station.
But he goes back and finds it was the wrong number. So...
Wrong location.
It's a rhyme with station, you know.
That's great that you... Railman said you got the wrong location. Well... Great. Our kids have been saying you should do that for years. Yeah, you know, Mike, you don't understand about like these things. You know.
We always thought it wasn't finished, haven't we?
Yeah.
Couldn't do all the finishing anymore.
Well, you know, I'm
Captain.
Yeah. But you know me about it, you know, I'm just sort of, I don't know about it, you know. It's all right, it's like, to go away is such a good thing, as you know, it's not to see it once you get it, you know. And just like all the band, you know, it's too much, because, you know, if they've got all that gear, but you know, it's like just the whole thing there is where they just live in, and they have to be a band as well. You'd go down a bomb with them. Their favourite track was Ringo's track, because you know, all round there, because it's like, now that's their scene completely.
Yeah. Are you going to write another?
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I am.
Are you going to write it someday?
Yes, I know, because I really do get fed up with...
Not knowing the chords, yeah.
No, I
didn't.
Maybe.
Should do it, though, yeah.
Yeah. I've got taking a trip to Carolina. In the same. Taking a trip on an ocean liner. I gotta get to Carolina. Taking a trip on an ocean liner.
Thank you.
going abroad. Because Ringo just said he doesn't want to go abroad. And he put his foot down. So that means we don't go abroad. You know? Maybe we'll go abroad next time. But it's just as well that. But it'd be nice to try and find some way to do it, how to do it.
With a couple
we'll box them up like Joe Cocker did.
I'll tell you which is a good one. But no, skip that little interlude.
In love for the first time.
No, well, we should sort of organise our career now.
Yeah.
Get our career together. This is like the idea of this, is to get us so we quite enjoy this, or do it again. Then what would you like to do next? You know, what would you like to do, a live show, lads? You know, I can see it just we were just working.
So there's so much to get out, you know.
Yeah, right.
And there's nobody better to get it out with than us. So that it's just us doing it and there's no overdubs or you can't get out of it. It's much better, really, because you know that, you know, all the time recording, we start, you're thinking, oh, it's all right, you can do that later. Mm. So you never get even the most out of that moment, really.
Now, John, I'd like to say a few words on the subject.
I'd like to say that I like the intimate idea rather than a large one. Simply because we should concentrate on the sound. We should concentrate on the sound.
Every day he comes round and tells you about the football team. I see they did it, eh?
Do they play every night?
I don't know, I think so. The way he just tells you about any team. Yes, it was Chelsea yesterday.
Yeah, the hockey championship this year.
It's a bit like Lime Street Station.
What?
Reminds me a bit of Lime Street Station.
So any station.
Yeah. How did anybody tell me? You're playing that bass again. You got me trombone now.
What can we do if we can't think of any sort of gimmick? Well, we just have the worst that we have is a documentary of us making an LP. We don't get into a show.
Who passed away?
No, because it's no, because nobody will take any
Mr. Epstein
things. You know, they'll never say anything. It's got to be sort of dullest. I mean, we've been very negative since Mr. Epstein passed away. And that's why we haven't been positive. I mean, you know, that's why all of us in turn has been sick of the group, you know. Because there's nothing positive in it. You know, it is a bit of a drag. But the only way for it not to be a bit of a drag is for the four of us to think, should we make it positive? There's only two alternatives, isn't it?
Because not all the things that we do, the whole point of it is communication.
Yeah.
And to be on TV is communication. We got a chance. Smile at people, like all you need is love, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's my incentive for doing it.
But it's, but I mean, it's like, you know, there really is no one there now to say, but it's us that has to get us up at eight now, you know. But that's only growing up. You know, your daddy goes away at a certain point in your life, you know, you stand on your own feet. You know, I mean, that's all we've been faced with. Daddy's gone away now, you know, and we're on our own at the holiday camp. And you know, I think we either go home or we do it. That thing, you know, which may not seem much, but it's like we're doing a live show and we're doing it in Arabia. It's like whoever's like been waiting to see the lads, you know, rocking again. So like, I'll tell you what then, I'll come in with you as long as you get a couple of boats, like the QE2. And also it's that thing where we last year when we were doing the album, like you said, we suddenly said, we don't need to do it here in EMI in London.
Every time we've done an album, we've said, why are we stuck in EMI? Why don't we could be doing it in LA. We could be in France. And every time we do it, and here we are again building another bloody castle around us. And this time we do it there.
Well said.
And not only would we be doing it physically, making the album there, whatever went, but it takes all that weight of, where's the gimmick? What is it? Because you just, you know, God's the gimmick.
It does make it like an adventure, doesn't it?
I'd be thrilled to do it, you know, just for the, you know, just timing it so as the sun came up just on the middle eight.
And you're going to go there on the boat as well?
Well, that's developing it.
I mean, if we're on a boat, and those boats do have, like, ballrooms, we'd have a rehearsal.
And it is take all that weight of what to do with the show, that's the end of it, you know.
But I still don't think, you know, that's 100% sure that wherever we go, that will make the show.
No, no, but that's...
And then, on top of that, we're stuck with a bloody big boatload of people for 2 weeks. You know, I mean, at least you can go home from it, you can get away from it all.
Yeah, it'd be like on the roof at India, only we'd be fully equipped, you know, just sort of the sun. And it's just, think about it. And
yeah, Ring?
I'll be watching television.
I think the idea of the boat is completely insane.
It's nice, though, isn't it?
It's, a nice it's very expensive.
Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you to the rehearsal rooms of the Beatles entourage and their 50 press officers. We'll be right back. are you trying to do here? Jazz, is it? Is jazz something?
Does fetch you in?
Still the boom wasn't over there.
Mm, Queen of Sheba wore falsies.
I didn't know that.
Didn't you know that?
You weren't there at the time.
Bognor Regis is a tartan that covers Yorkshire. Alexander the Great was a big head. Or a fireplace. I didn't know that.
Good night, Dick.
Good night, Dick.
Now, all right, we can't carry on like this indefinitely.
We seem to be.
We seem to, but we can't. Because our hearts...
Go and play our group, then.
All together.
Georgie guilty founder, robbing a home abounder. That dirty robin, no good Maggie May.
Take it, Maggie. Oh, fancy me chances with you.
I fancy me chances with you. I met with the dancers, we fancy me chances. Oh, fancy me chances with you.
Fancy me chances at the lock. Fancy me chances with your frock. Fancy me chances, fancy me chances. Fancy me chances with you.
Yes. It's almost in a way we should get. We should do the show in a place we're not allowed to do it. You know, like we should trespass, go in, set up, and then get moved, and that should be the show. Getting forcibly ejected, still trying to play your numbers, and the police lifting you.
See what happens when we're just groove into the music, the whole place changes. And that, if we're doing them well on the day, without anything, it should come over. We've got to do it, you know.
Yeah.
Project it. And if we...
I don't know why I'm moaning.
It's not, it's just, you want to know the last number, you know, day in the life.
Worked out best ever for us. I mean, haven't really been planned any more than this has. You just go into something and it does it itself, you know, whatever it's going to be, it becomes that. You know.
See, it's turned out that for that, and it's not what Paul wants, like, you know, it was, it's like, if it's his, say it's his number, this whole show, well, it's turned, he's compromised, so it's actually turned into our number more than his number, that's all.
Yeah,
and
that's all right. You know,
it's all right, but I mean that's what's bugging you, really, because it's a different number. You know, it's turned into a rock number, right, as opposed to a quiet number or something. You know, like that. And it's just that, really.
So I'd like to say to the cast of this whole production,
can't
good night, and thank you very much for having us. Not it's been wonderful working with you. Which way did John go? That way. Got it.
Els diumenges a la una, a Ràdio 90, obrim el quadern del naturalista. Pandion. Pandion, un viatge a les interioritats de la natura amb en Fran Trevelón. Era un bé-bé-bé-bé-bé-bé. Era un bé-bé-bé-bé-bé-bé-bé-bé-bé-bé. Beatles del revés i del dret.
Bueno, us agraeixo que hàgiu tingut paciència d'aguantar aquest track, que era més de 7 minuts, eren 20. Aquest track, que és un CD sol, únic, que hi ha en el Varit Vineit com a extra. Aquí se sentien converses, és curiós que no hi estaven ja una mica entre ells, hi havia massa bona sintonia, estaven inclús parlant de projectes. I bé, s'intuïen una sèrie de cançons que devien estar assajant o provant. Hi havia un tros de piano del Venom que ens donava com un toque, com el que seria l'imagen, aquells acords. I després una versió que aquí ells titulen Child Nature, una cosa són segons, el que sona, que seria el Jebus Guy amb una altra lletra. Bueno, és curiós per aquest tema. Bueno, tanquem aquest Varit Vineit, que es va publicar l'any 2003. A veure, ara passarem a una història que sovint ens ocuparà dos programes. Estem seguint la discografia oficial sense recopilatoris perquè no ens interessa, ja ho hem sentit. Ens ocuparem ara d'un projecte molt engrescador que neix d'una molt bona relació entre el George Harrison i en Guy Laliberté, que era el director i factotum del Cirque du Soleil. Bueno, ells tenien una molt bona química i el George, abans de morir, va arribar a un acord amb el resta dels Beatles, en aquest cas el Paul, el Ringo i la Yoko, a fi de que, bueno, que hi hagués una mica un show espectacular, perquè després ja jo durant aquests dos programes us aniré relatant detalls d'aquest espectacle que només s'ha pogut representar a Las Vegas per l'envergadura del mateix. I en què aquest espectacle tractaria no sobre la figura dels Beatles en si, sinó sobre els personatges que ells havien anat creant. Val? Llavors, bé, jo ara us faig res, aquesta petita pinzellada, perquè això arrencarem ja tota pastilla en el programa que ve. Què va passar aquí amb el tema musical, que és el que ens interessa? Van donar les cintes amb el que és el cinquè Beatle, amb George Martin, el seu productor de sempre, i amb el seu fill Giles Martin, que és un enginyer de sonido, però d'aquests amb la tècnica d'ara, no? bueno, que pot treballar amb les tècniques actuals. I van crear un disc espectacular on hi ha fusions de temes, on hi ha un tema però amb la bateria d'un altre, amb guitarra d'un altre, amb un so DTS 5.1, que és increïble, si ho pots sentir amb un equip preparat per això, perquè sents coses, com diu molt bé la publicitat d'aquest disc, coses que mai s'havien sentit. Bàsicament us deixo una mica amb Because, que és el tema que obre aquest disc, però que el trobem a escoltar bé el programa que ve. Fins llavors, perquè sentirem coses molt sorprenents. Moltes gràcies, amics dels Beatles, amics de PNBN, amics de Ràdio 90. Fins la setmana que ve.
Because the sky